WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Here we go again. Welcome back to Monday. As we freeze our tootsies off. Man, and you know, it was in the 20s when I stepped outside today, but the wind was blowing a little bit. Had to throw some trash out. Why can't I have a studio in the house so I can just broadcast from home? Get this thing, get done, have to go out in the cold. Feel nice and toasty inside. Oh, life stinks sometimes. Hey, but when I'm with you, I feel good. And so, very good evening to you. It is pitch dark, and I think we've got a couple of weeks to go before we actually hit wintertime. At any rate, it's December 8th, the day after the bombing of Pearl Harbor in quite a few years. It is National Christmas Tree Day. I guess that means this is the date that most people go out and buy a Christmas tree. Now, if you don't live the artificial Christmas tree life, have you already put up the Christmas tree? The needles all over the floor and I don't know. I love a live Christmas tree. Please don't get me wrong. But as I was explaining to woman friend, it's not the Christmas tree. It's the putting it up and the taking it down and trying to vacuum up all of those needles. An absolute pain in the you know what. National Christmas Tree Day. And here's a date that most of us don't know. For instance, I was looking up stuff and this date happened to appear on December 8th. The very first confirmed case of COVID-19 in China, December 8th, 2019. Now, we still hear bits and pieces about COVID, whether or not to get the vaccine, that kind of stuff. But does COVID, the crisis called pandemic, doesn't that seem very distant in the rearview mirror? It does to me. I think of my colleague Chris McCarthy. Maybe it doesn't. For him, he's got different circumstances, and I can understand why it's still top of mind, top of memory for him. But I do believe for most of us, it is far in the past, maybe not far enough. The Brian's Beat quote of the day: I have always believed that I should have had no difficulty in causing my rights to be respected. I have always believed that I should have had no difficulty in causing my rights to be respected. Eli Whitney, not Eli Manning, Eli Whitney. Okay, 508-996-0500. So I'm driving to the station, did not have the windows down at all, except for a couple of seconds, and I'll explain that in just a sec. I'm getting off the exit at 240 to come to Route 6, and then Schaneck Road. As I'm getting off at the exit, there's this car behind me, and I mean, it's right up there by my bumper. Now, I'm going a little bit faster than the speed limit for the exit, but it's a comfortable speed, and the car is right there on my tail. Now, my mind is telling me, Brian, just jam on the brakes. Get yourself a new back end or whatever the case may be. Now, that's what my quick mind, my devious mind is thinking. Now, I'm not going to do anything like that. So you get off, and now we're on 240 heading to the first set of lights. And the car that was on my bumper passes me. And I'm thinking of the incident by Rockingham Park the other day where a person got out of the vehicle and started out of his vehicle and started smashing in the windshield on the other vehicle. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'll be cool. And I'm noticing it's a woman. And this woman, as she is passing me and was on my tail, was also on her cell phone. Now I'm livid. Okay. I let it go. We both had to stop at the light and then proceed to the next light, which is the Route 6 light. And wouldn't you know, that woman was still on her phone. And so when we got to that light, I took it upon myself to roll the window down and yell, "Put the phone down." No foul language, just a stern, "Put the phone down." She looked up, looked at me, and you know what she did? She went right back to her phone. Who knows what people are going to do? He shot at me. That's what a motorist stated happened to him early this morning at a service plaza on Route 128 up by Beverly. He was getting some gas, and I guess the other motorist was doing something similar. Jacob Parpart, the alleged victim, said that he was pumping gas at the Shell gas station. And he says, "I drive by and start leaving." And he says that the other person, he's standing right in front of his car. He puts his hand up as if he's going to shoot me. He pulls up his T-shirt like he's grabbing for a gun. I drive in front of him again, and he starts like stepping towards my truck. He shot at me right under the exit, right under the highway sign, right when you get back onto the highway, when you take the ramp to get onto the highway. According to Parpart, the alleged victim, he's got 3 bullet holes in his car. Now, what I found interesting, that one assumes that this guy, Jacob Parpart, talked to the police, but there is nothing in the story that the state police found bullet holes in this guy's car. Anyway, if you are thinking about telling somebody to put their cell phone down, or maybe you're driving at the speed limit or maybe a little bit above and there's somebody on your tail, you might want to think twice, maybe 3 or 4 times before you become belligerent like I did and say something like, "Put your cell phone down." All right, 508-996-0500. Lots of talk still going on about this nativity scene at a Dedham church. Now, apparently there was a conference held at 4 o'clock. I don't know what the result of that conference was, whether or not the pastor of that particular church has decided to take down the nativity scene, which basically doesn't show Jesus, Mary, or Joseph. Apparently, there's a sign that says ICE was here, and I guess we're supposed to believe that ICE grabbed Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Archdiocese has asked, the Archdiocese of Boston has asked the church to take down that nativity scene and replace it with the proper nativity scene. With a lot of the things that are going on, and look, I do believe that the Archdiocese, unless, look, I'm not Catholic, so I really don't know, but I'm willing to believe that the Archdiocese has some type of sway over the church. I could be wrong. You know, I'm looking at it as a hierarchy type thing. I understand where the pastor and the group with the pastor that put up this change of nativity. In fact, there is something that was written up about it that I thought I would pull out, that the pastor, I'm not exactly sure who he told, but it's a direct quote. Josima is the pastor's name. Try to see what it would be like if Christ was born into the context of the world today. What would he be facing? That's what he told Fox News. He says they try to see, the group, they do a display every year and consider how the nativity story would unfold in the modern world. Do we have any scenes where ICE or ICE lookalikes have gone into churches and pulled out people from churches? I'm asking. Whether you think it was right or not, do we have any of those scenes? According to the pastor, Josima, the scene that he has created, he calls religious art. It's meant to move people. I got to tell you, like Ex-Lax, it is moving people. It's supposed to affect, this is a quote from Pastor Josima, it's supposed to affect people deeply. It's supposed to move people. It's supposed to change people. So if this evokes a strong reaction, it's maybe good to take a look at that. That's what the pastor is saying. And I would have to admit, that is what's happening. Now, again, I don't know what happened at the 4 o'clock meeting, if there was a 4 o'clock meeting at the St. Susanna Church or somewhere in that general vicinity. But I do believe, again, not being a Catholic and knowing all of the rituals of Church A compared to Diocese B or anything like that, I do believe they have dominion, the diocese, over the churches, and if they can, they should be able to make that request and have it taken down. If the pastor is resisting, well, he does so at his own peril. Again, I get what he's doing, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be able to get away with it. All right, let's hear from you. 508-996-0500. Thank you. You're first up.
Yeah, I think you got it right, which is pretty much that the Archdiocese of Boston, in his case, or the one in the South, well, one in Boston specifically, you know, they fund the churches, they appoint the priests to which churches they're in. They have control over what goes on. I think considering this time of the year and what this time of the year is about, I think that he made a mistake. Using Jesus, and obviously it's a manger scene of Jesus, to f- forward a political or a politicized point. You can call it, I guess, anything you want, but it is very politicized.
You think?
I
can't disagree with that. It's very political.
You know, and I don't hold clergy and priests and bishops that want to help people, and if there's somebody that needs help that's on the street and they happen to come from South America and they're in the United States, I understand that. That is actually kind of the mission that they're on. I mean, the Good Samaritan story is all about that. I have a huge problem, a much bigger problem than with this priest. This Conference of Catholic Bishops, the USCCB, and they have actually solicited money from the government. They were quite upset about the fact that the USAID money during DOGE was cut off. And what they're doing is they go down to South America and they promote migration to America. And I didn't think that that was what the Catholic bishops should be about. I mean, it's one thing to take care of people and do, you know, I totally agree with that. I don't exactly know. They're in the United States.
Hmm.
And they had a vote recently, I think it was about a month ago. And of the 300 Catholic bishops, like 275 were voted for continuing their work in South America. And again, it's helping people there, but a lot of what they do is promote people leaving South America. They have a whole, you know, sort of like Underground Railroad scenario to bring people up to the border. And they've been cut off because the funding's cut off. And I think that is a not the mission of the church at all.
Who cut off the funding?
Well, I think that it's a number of sources that they get their funding from, but one of them was the federal government.
Well, I can see the federal government cutting that funding, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, again, I applaud. I'm heading to church now because tonight's a holy day of obligation, the Immaculate Conception. I applaud the churches for the work that they do to help people that are right at the doorstep that need help. But I just don't agree with what the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is doing. I think it's way, way worse than what the priest did up in Boston.
Gotcha. Thanks, and have a good time tonight.
Yeah, I will.
I don't think there's going to be anything immaculate going on, but if you do catch something, make sure you got the camera.
That will be the last thing I do.
Thanks. All right, take care. Appreciate the call. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Kind of to follow up on Steve's point, not to follow up necessarily. I don't know that anybody's looking at it quite this way. If this had taken place on the Dedham Green or the Dedham Commons, I'm not sure what they have up there, and they set up this display, I think people would have a much bigger problem.
You think they'd have a much bigger problem with the display?
Yeah, if it was on a public square. You know, say there had been a community, like they do in perhaps a library. So Dedham's had some issues with whether or not they can celebrate Christmas in the library before. But on a public green, sometimes they said, listen, no religion at all in the public square. However, in front of the church, it's basically public space in the sense that the church is tax-free. They have an exemption. Beyond that, they're even a charitable contribution, a tax-deductible charitable contribution. And that separation of church and state starts to get dicey. We know we won't let the church use tax-deductible money to campaign. But when they wrote no ice, that's not campaigning, but it's purely political.
Did they? I think it's political, but I don't think they wrote no ice. I think they wrote ice was here.
ice was okay. I didn't quite. Yeah, you know, I didn't pay. It wasn't. It didn't affect me. I don't live there. But I have an issue with the church crossing over into politics. Similarly, the way I have a problem with the government crossing over into theology.
Fair enough.
That's all, Brian. Thank you.
No, thank you. I agree with that point. Both points. What I really wanted to get into tonight, and I've put up a couple of posts, this whole thing about the economy, first of all, there is the macro, and that would be, you know, even for the United States, there is a macro, and that would be, you know, how's the country doing? What's the temperature of how we're doing as a nation? But for most of us, and I'm using a rounded figure, 300 and let's say, round, let's just say 300 million people, they have their own personal economy. And I have been thinking about, we did a show the other day, you may have heard it, about rent control and housing. And how people cannot afford today's rents. Well, what transpired from that is, well, if they can't afford rent at $2,000 a month, when it goes up 5%, how are they going to afford it at $2,100 and, you know, keep going 5% every year? And then people started saying, well, how are they going to afford the heating, the taxes, all, you know, all the different things? And so that made me think. As we look around, are we paying for necessities or are we paying for luxuries? And since the year is 2025, and I'm old enough to take it back 50 years, I tried doing some comparison to 1975. In 1975, there were no monthly expenses for cell phones. There was no internet fee, no streaming, no data plans, no home Wi-Fi. Now, not everybody has each and every one of those things. Most people do have a cell phone. Most people do have connections to the internet. But if we take away some of the expenses that either did not exist in 1975 or some of these expenses were luxuries before they became almost a habit, would people be able to afford the rent? Would people be able to afford the higher than what they were prices for groceries and gasoline and some of the other things? So I'm curious, you know, if you cut out the modern must-haves, would today's cost of living feel more like the 70s or at least the 90s? 508-996-0500. Hello.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I am.
Yeah, I just heard about that, what you're telling me. I didn't know about it, but they had the same thing, almost like in Illinois, a church in Illinois where baby Jesus had zip ties. Mary and Joseph, they wore the gas mask, symbolizing they were using tear gas, and they had the Roman soldiers depicted as ICE agents in this scene over there in Illinois. I don't know if you heard about that. So that's probably where this guy got from. This priest got that from. Former art. It has the people talking.
Religious art.
Religious art.
Look, I'm not one to talk. I wouldn't know what that is.
Well, we should be careful what they talk about when they take children, because they have been known for pedophilia. So...
Are you going to try to combine pedophilia in with this ICE thing? I think that's a far cry.
No, but there is undocumented children that in this country. I think Tom Homan said they caught at least 60,000, supposedly 300,000. Maybe they should concentrate on that. I get it. You know, it's the...
I just want to... Who should concentrate on what?
No, they should also concentrate...
Who is they?
The Catholic Church. Okay. The Catholic Church, they put this out. When I say, though, there is undocumented children that are in this country. As a matter of fact, they just... Tom Homan just said, I think 60,000 that they found.
You know, you can trust Tom Homan all you want. I don't trust him at all. I'm not saying he's wrong. I don't trust him.
Well, there's about 300,000 there, but whatever, even if there's 100, that's a lot. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they can put that out there. They have the freedom. But I'm Catholic. I'm like, don't put that. You know, I'm. That's not. You know, that's to me. I don't like it. That's my opinion.
You don't like what the church, Saint Susanna, is doing. Okay.
No, look, it's a political thing.
I think it is a political thing. I don't think anybody would argue that. I don't think this priest would argue it. What he is saying is, he is trying to take the nativity scene and put it in context to today's worldview.
Right. What country of origin is he from?
No idea.
What's it? No.
I mean, his name doesn't sound like something. Doesn't sound Brazilian. Like Mitchell.
Could be Brazil. It might be from Brazil.
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
I mean, Josema is a Brazilian name, but I don't know, Brian. There's no need for that.
No need for what he's doing.
I don't think I ever seen. No, I don't think there's ICE going into churches, schools, and doing taking away. They're not.
I think we have documentation about the schools. I don't know about the churches.
Right. They haven't gone. Not yet. And I don't think they need to go into church. If they know that somebody's in church, they're going to come out eventually. But, you know.
Or they'll take the underground tunnel.
There is an underground tunnel. And if they make it out, good for them. Yeah. You know.
I hear you, man.
All right, Brian. That's my 2 cents.
All right. And no change. Sorry. 508-996-0500. Getting back, are we paying for luxuries or necessities when we talk about cell phones? Look, I pay for a cell phone. I pay for the internet. Do I pay for streaming? Yeah, I pay for one streaming service. Data plans, I guess it's kind of mixed in with some of the other payments. Home Wi-Fi, it's all of that kind of blurs together. And then I started thinking about, what did my mom pay for compared to what I pay for? You know, like first car. My first car cost $400. You're right, it wasn't much. But you know what? If you ask a kid who is 22 years old, what they're going to pay for their first car, you know, it's not going to be $400. First apartment rent for me and my good friend Jack. We split an apartment on Craigville Beach, one of the best beaches, not only in New England, but at that time in the country. $150 a month. $150 a month. I have driven by those cottages that we used to live in. If they're going for less than $3,000 a month, I would say I'd eat my hat, but only to find out it's $2,995, then I'm chewing on wool. But you know what I mean? Rent has definitely changed. For that first apartment, it's got to be difficult. we know it's difficult. We have families around here struggling. And so I come back. If that first apartment for a family of three, let's say a single parent with two kids, so that's rough. If maybe one of the so-called luxuries, cable, additional cell phones. I mean, my cell phone bill is $45-$50 a month. I know people that pay more, there are people that pay less, but $50 less, let's skip that one for a second. Let's go to the internet. Most of us need the internet in the home. I can see where folks would say, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Well, if you've got a cell phone, maybe you can live off of that Wi-Fi, but let's just say it's a necessity. Or better still, let's say it's not a necessity, and you were to cut $100, $150 a month off of that bill. There's more spending money. There's maybe grocery money, whatever the case may be. But I think people are so used to what are luxuries or premiums, maybe not a luxury, but premiums, as opposed to a necessity, that it's harder for us to live the life. Grocery bill. My first grocery bill was between $30 and $35 a month. I know I'm going back almost 50 years when I say something like that. I can buy five items for $30 at Stop and Shop right now. And not to pick on Stop and Shop, it would be the same at Shaw's or at Market Basket, maybe a little bit less at the Basket. But the point is, I was doing a whole week's worth of shopping for $30-$35 back in the later part of the 1970s. You can't do that today. You just can't. So I'm curious what your first on your own type grocery bill was. And that could be on your own, or maybe you had a roommate, but you know, mom or dad weren't paying that bill. What was it for you? 508-996-0500. Brian's Beat on WBSM.
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
This is WBSM.
My favorite heroes are Spider-Man, my Uncle Fred. My favorite heroes are Wonder Woman and my mama. My favorite heroes are the Hulk and Great Aunt Molly.
Underoos, they even come out heroes against warm water and detergents.
You know, most people are not business owners, but just about everybody knows one. The dirty little secret is, most owners don't qualify for a bank loan because they lack collateral. At Legitimate Business Funders, owners can get up to $2 million in funding with no collateral, even with a low credit score. And they can get that funding in a couple of days. Find Legitimate Business Funders online at legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight. But I don't care, cause all I wanna do is cash my check and drive right home to you. Cause maybe all my life I will be driving home.
Welcome back to Brian's Beat. Talking about the difference in prices, basically 50 years ago, 70s, compared to right now, what you pay compared to what your parents may have paid, what are necessities or habits that we're looking at right now, the hidden costs, smartphones. You know, I don't know how much it costs to buy a smartphone. I usually get it rolled in to my bill, so my bill will fluctuate from $45 to $50 a month. Cloud storage, I don't pay for it. Streaming services, about $25 a month, I think. Security system, $25 a month. I mean, it adds up. You know, you think $25, but $25 and then another $25, then a $45. It all adds up. All right, let's hear from you. Hello.
Hello, is it me?
It's you.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I was going to tell you about some of the price. I'm going back to like 1962, 63. I was a young bride, married. Married a few months. We lived up in Boston. I used to go grocery shopping. I could buy 3 pounds of cold cuts, which I would get for my husband, like for to go to work for sandwiches and stuff, for $1. I could buy Hamburg, same deal, 3 pounds for $1.
Isn't that something?
The house that I lived in, we paid the rent. Our rent was, now mind you, this is the first floor, 2 bedrooms, a parlor with the kitchen, and of course the bathroom and whatever, okay? And it was $8 a week, which included off-street parking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you still lived there?
Don't I wish those prices were still here?
Yeah, right. I hear you.
The same place that I lived in, it was $4,000 place, and my son looked it up for me one day on his Google Earth or whatever it is. And that place now, they get like a couple of grands for that same, there's that apartment. They redid that whole area, and it's all like, you know.
What part of Boston?
It's in Roxbury.
Okay.
Off Blue Hill Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Julian Street. I don't know if you're familiar with Julian Street.
That whole Grove Isle section I know pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, no, it wasn't as far as, it wasn't that high up as Old Grove. Station 9 used to be down there, down away, a little ways from my house, because I used to walk by there. We used to go to Robel's. I had 3 of my kids at Boston City Hospital, which is now changed to, what is it?
Boston Medical.
Boston Medical Center now, right. Yeah.
So
yeah, it was
what do you think? I mean, you have a cell phone now and...
No, I don't have that because I'm visually impaired, so I can't see a cell phone. I don't have a computer. All I have is a landline. And, of course, the Wi-Fi, so I can have TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, how much is your TV bill?
My biggest bill is my cable for the TV, the Wi-Fi, and the phone. It's like $246 a month.
Wow.
Which is a lot.
It is.
When I'm living on a fixed income, yeah. But in order to have channels to be able to watch something,
do you watch sports?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe when you were married, did your husband watch sports?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, do you remember that used to be on free TV? Yes. What's free? But I mean, it was on the regular TV channels.
Yeah. Now? I watched the first Super Bowl with my husband.
Oh, I watched quite a few Super Bowls with free TV. It's unbelievable. I mean, now you're going to pay on, after you buy a service, you're still going to have to pay more money to watch some of these other sporting events.
Right.
You know, it doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop.
It's crazy. I know. I was just recently very aggravated because Channel 6, which was used to be ABC on Channel 6, they moved it. It's now on Channel 17, and it's the same as Channel 10. What is that, NBC or whatever it is?
Out of Boston? I mean, out of Rhode Island, Providence?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, wherever Channel 10 is, yeah. So it's in the same, I think Channel 10 is NBC, and 12 is whatever.
Is Channel 10 NBC with entertainment programming, or is it... Channel 10 News. All news.
Channel 10 News at all. Yeah, well, I get Channel 10 News on there, yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's 6, 10, and 12. and they moved Channel 6, and I was on Channel 17.
So what do we do about all of this? I think that's where I want to go.
Oh, I tell you what. You want my opinion?
Yeah.
I'll give you my opinion. I'm 83 years old, and I'll give you my opinion. If we could get everybody, get all together and turn around and sit there and go spend 1 week without TV, without cable, or none of this baloney, see how quick those prices would come down.
You think 1 week will do it?
Oh, I think it would do it. Are you kidding me? You know where Comcast goes all the way to hell up from where New Hampshire and wherever it's up there, and it's all the way heading down south. Comcast is big. It's huge.
Oh, no, I know they're big, but that's what makes me wonder if one week is long enough.
I don't know, whatever. It would, you know.
All right.
You know, I remember a few years back, okay, well, I'm maybe a little more than a couple, but a little bit back, there was a time when they took out RTPI, Portuguese Channel, Channel 20. Mm-hmm. They took it off the TV. They had, I think it was something like 50,000 or so, up in front of the State House screaming. They put it back.
That's what, yeah. I tell people that you walk with your, excuse me, you protest with your feet, not just, you know, it's nice to hear you call me and whatnot, but that's how you get things done is, you know, whether it's going to Bacon Hill or to City Hall or whatever, you know, or to the particular grocery store, whatever. You get out there and you make a ruckus, you know, in a peaceful way, you'll get some change.
Yeah. Well, I would, if I was able to do it, like I said, I'm 83 years old, and I'm pretty much, well, I am blind, I barely see, so it would be kind of like not really feasible for me to get up a Beacon Hill. Because believe me, if I could, I would.
Well, I think we could always get somebody to help you get up there, but I know what you mean. Yeah. All right, thank you. I do appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
All right, 508-996-0500 is how you get on to the program today. I'm going down this road following up on the conversation from Saturday. If you heard Freedom Fools on Saturday, I had a guest, Tracy Albernez, who was with United Interfaith Action, and she was helping to get signatures for the rent control ballot question. And what's come to my mind numerous times, I will vote no on the question. I do believe that the temperature of the Commonwealth is such that this time around the measure is going to pass. But I say all of that to get to this particular point. If people can't afford things right now and the rent control measure allows landlords to raise the rent 5% every year and you can't afford $2,000 a month right now, well, what are you going to do in the year when it goes up another 5% and then the next year another 5%? And what are you going to do when the EverSource bill goes up again? And then maybe your cable bill will go up. So in other words, all the bills are going up. And it made me think, well, wait a minute. Long time ago, it took until I got to college in 1974 before I really knew that there was such a thing as cable television. I was jumping for joy. And between eight of us, we split that cable bill. It must have been $250 a month between eight of us. Not bad, $20. And then it went up a little bit more a couple of years later. Well, it didn't go up, but I moved into an area where there were only four of us paying for it. So the price stayed the same, but we paid more because there were fewer people. But as time passed on and as a bigger cable company bought the smaller cable company and then another larger cable company came in and gobbled up the other one, the price seemed to keep on going up. I sit here and I think, remember Media One? So this is what we're looking at. Prices going up. We've got internet fees, streaming services, data plans. Never mind the fact that groceries cost more. Home heating costs more. Gasoline. My God, I paid 40 cents a gallon when I first started driving, and I needed high test. My friends were paying anywhere from 29 cents to 36 cents a gallon. When it went up to 53, I complained a little bit. When it went over a buck, I got upset. Look what I'm paying now. Look what I'm paying now. And so we keep on, look, is it regulation? I don't know.
If people don't own things, they don't feel ownership of the country they're in.
WBSM.
How do you handle a hungry man? The man handlers.
I can't answer your call right now, but it is important to me.
That won't happen at Low Cost Air. When you dial 800-221-6085, a real person answers and helps you find your best airfares, foreign and domestic. Your choice. Automation.
Please leave a message with your name and number.
Or a real person. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
Men, 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 manly men.
Not that it's bad that rich people are getting richer. It's bad that everyone else is getting poorer. And it's especially bad that young people can't afford home.
Just to let you know, it's really going to be chilly, cold chilly, if you're going to go outside tonight to watch the Northern Lights, overnight to watch them. 21 in Seacon.